friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever wondered how many planets were actually out there? Well, I know as a kid, in my mind, there couldn't be more than 9 planets. Why? Well, there were only 9 planets in the solar system at the time. Well, yesterday we started a lesson called Exoplanets. The hunt is on. We learned that there might be more planets than one could possibly imagine. And of course, I have a few questions I would like you to think about. The first question is, how do scientists detect exoplanets? That is a great question. And next, what happens when a planet orbits a star? Friends, think about these questions as we go through today's lesson and make sure your magazines are open because it's time to begin Exoplanets. The hunt is on. Come on!
Exoplanets. The hunt is on. To detect exoplanets, scientists use data from a variety of sources. Large ground-based telescopes, Earth-orbiting and Sun-orbiting satellites all collect different types of information. Because exoplanets are so far away and very close to stars, it is very difficult to see them directly. Scientists use indirect methods to discover exoplanets. For example, when an exoplanet moves between its star and us, it causes a small drop in the star's brightness. Measuring this drop is the transit method of discovery. NASA's Kepler Space Telescope has discovered many exoplanets this way.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 orbit 这个动词。Orbit 是指沿着轨道环绕运行，例如 the moon orbits around the earth， 月球绕着地球转，或者是 the orbiting satellite collects data of the global weather changes， 这个绕着地球转的卫星收集全球气候变迁的资料。Orbit 也可以当名词，意思就是指轨道。例如 the orbit of Venus is in the shape of a perfect circle， 金星的轨道形状是一个完美的圆形。接着我们看的是 transit 这个不可数名词， T-R-A-N-S 这个字根有越过的意思，所以 transit 是指运输或者是输送。例如 lots of people in this city rely on public transit， especially the subway system， 这个城市的大多数人都依赖公共运输，特别是地铁系统。或者是 the goods were lost in transit and could not be retrieved， 这些货物在运送中遗失而且找不回来。或者是 the transit time from the central train station to the airport is 40 minutes， 中央车站到机场的运输时间是40分钟。
So Gabe, our lesson is all about exoplanets. How would you like to live on an exoplanet?
Ooh, how exciting. Ooh. Well, I mean, if it was a habitable place, if you could live on an exoplanet, that is, if there was air to breathe.
Okay, that's very important.
And water.
Oh, very important as well.
And McDonald's. I love McDonald's, especially their breakfasts. So if the exoplanet has those three things, I would love to live on an exoplanet, Rebecca.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It needs to have a McDonald's?
Or a Burger King.
I didn't know you were so crazy about McDonald's and Burger King.
Well.
Meaning, I didn't know you loved it so much.
Well, you know, I think that would make exoplanets even more interesting. Okay, it's true. There are, of course, no fast food restaurants on exoplanets, but I believe there are exoplanets out there.
Mm-hmm, indeed. I think, Gabe, the only reason why you brought that up was you're making the point you really wouldn't want to live on an exoplanet. I get it. Well, anyway, talking about or speaking of exoplanets, let's get right into our lesson. We see here to detect exoplanets, scientists use data from a variety of sources, large ground-based telescopes, Earth-orbiting and Sun-orbiting satellites all collect different types of information. That sounds like a lot goes into to detect exoplanets.
And friends, you see that word orbit in this sentence with Earth-orbiting and Sun-orbiting satellites. Now, we want to talk about the difference between to orbit and to rotate. Both involve going around in some way. So first, let's start with the word orbit because it appears in our lesson. If I orbit Rebecca, that means she is like the sun, and I am like a planet going around Rebecca. All right, now maybe I'm facing the same way the entire time. That's okay, I'm orbiting Rebecca, and that's what planets do. They orbit the sun.
Ah, you know, I like being the sun, because the sun doesn't move, and the sun gives life
light. The sun does give life and light. But what about rotating, Rebecca? Can you demonstrate what it looks like to rotate?
Well, if you rotate, that just means you're merely turning.
Ah, so, yeah, there we go. Rebecca is rotating on her axis.
No, I just rotated the other direction.
As the sun. Okay, so these are two words that you can use to talk about things in space, right? The planets, they orbit, and some also rotate. Well, we continue learning here about these satellites, about the discoveries of exoplanets. Because exoplanets are so far away and very close to stars, it is very difficult to see them directly. Now, to get that idea, I think it's kind of like when you look into a light bulb, you can't see the dust that is right around the light bulb. You need to look somewhere. If you want to see the dust, you need to use that light, but you need to look somewhere else. If the dust is right next to the light bulb, of course you're not going to see it. Planets are so small compared to their stars, we can't see them directly.
And the only reason why they're so small, I think, is because they're so far away, right? Well, anyway, we read here, scientists use indirect methods to discover exoplanets. For example, when an exoplanet moves between its star and us, it causes a small drop in the star's brightness. So let's talk about that word, or those words, a drop in. If something drops, well, like the brightness drops, that means it decreases a little bit. So you could say the temperature dropped, or you could also say, please lower the temperature.
Okay, so lower the temperature. There is a drop in temperature. It's getting cooler outside, right? And so there's the brightness of a star. The brightness drops. That means it gets slightly darker, a little bit darker. You could have a drop in temperature. When you're in a plane, of course, when you're landing, the altitude drops, right, until you land. So we continue here. Measuring this drop of brightness, is the transit method of discovery. So NASA's Kepler Space Telescope has discovered many exoplanets this way.
And it definitely sounds like a very efficient way. Well, anyway, speaking of exoplanets, I'd like to keep talking about exoplanets, but right now, it's time for us to learn something different.
No, Rebecca, I know what we're going to talk about.
What are we going to talk about?
Breakfast at McDonald's on an exoplanet.
Really?
Yes, and why is breakfast called breakfast?
Well, that's a good question. Let's go find out why in the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Breakfast is the first meal of the day. So, is that why it's called breakfast?
Oh, no. The correct pronunciation of this word is breakfast, not breakfast.
Also, if you look closely, the word breakfast is actually made up of two words, break and fast. Now, the key to understanding this word lies in the word fast. No, it does not mean how speedily you can eat your bowl of cereal, before leaving for work.
No. Fast here is actually a noun meaning a period of not eating anything. India's father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, undertook 17 fasts during India's freedom movement.
And the longest of which lasted 21 days.
Of course, we're not talking about that lengthy of a fast. But if we eat dinner at 6 p.m., go to bed at 10 or whenever, and don't eat again until the next morning, then even that short period of not eating is considered a fast.
And when you stop fasting, you are said to break your fast. Hence, breakfast. No wonder people say breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
早餐叫做 breakfast， 注意它的发音并不是 breakfast， 而是 breakfast， 后面这个音节要读 first。 不知道你是否有想过早餐为什么要叫做 breakfast？ 其实 breakfast 是 break 和 fast 这两个字组合起来的，但不要误会 fast 在这里并不是快的意思，原来 fast 还代表断食、禁食，其实就是没有吃东西的意思。所谓的 breakfast 就是睡了一个晚上都没有吃东西之后所吃的第一餐，也就是 break 打破了 fast 断食的状况。你说英文是不是很有意思啊？这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about exoplanets. And yes, the hunt is on. How would you like to live on an exoplanet? Do you think it seems like an exciting place to live? Well, we've already learned some things about exoplanets, and now it's time for us to learn a little bit more. So,let's continue with our next reading.
Exoplanets. The hunt is on. As a planet orbits a star, it pulls on it and causes it to wobble. As the star wobbles, it changes the wavelength of the light we see. Measuring these subtle changes is the radial velocity method of discovering planets.It is one of the most productive methods for finding and confirming exoplanets. These are just two examples of the many methods scientists use in their hunt for exoplanets, hoping for more information and enhanced detail. As time progresses and technology improves, who knows what else we may find?
OK， 接下来我们看 wobble 这个动词。wobble 是指摇晃或者是晃动。例如 ，the chair wobbled a bit when I sat on it。这张椅子我坐上去的时候晃了一下。或者是 the boy wobbled on his bike and finally fell to the ground。这个小男孩摇摇晃晃的骑着脚踏车，最后跌倒在地上。wobble 也指态度上的摇摆不定。例如 ，the candidate wobbled on the issue of illegal immigrants。这位候选人对于非法移民的议题的态度非常摇摆。最后我们看的是 subtle 这个形容词，注意这里的 b 是不发音的，念成 subtle。subtle 是指不明显的，或者是不容易察觉的。例如 ，If you pay close attention, you can hear some subtle hostility in her tone of voice。如果你很注意听，就会发现她的语气里有一丝隐藏的敌意。subtle 也指淡淡的或者是柔和的。例如 ,the painter used a subtle shade of gray in the background. 这个画家在背景中运用了浅浅的灰色。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Earlier we learned how scientists or astronomers are using the transit method to discover exoplanets. We read here, as a planet orbits a star, it pulls on it and causes it to wobble.Now, just so you have an idea of what wobbling looks like, I'm wobbling right now.
You definitely are wobbling. So I guess that's kind of what's happening when a star wobbles?
Yeah, it kind of shifts a little bit, maybe moves a little bit. It's not steady.
And as the star wobbles, it changes the wavelength of the light we see. Measuring these subtle changes is a radial velocity method of discovering planets. It is one of the most productive methods for finding and confirming exoplanets.
All right, so we move on here. These are just two examples of the many methods scientists use in their hunt for exoplanets. There's that word again. It was in our title, The Hunt is On. Now we're talking about the hunt for exoplanets. Now, hunt can be a verb. You can hunt for something. Mm-hmm. Or, as in our lesson, it's a noun, the hunt for something.
And let's look at a few examples. I've got one right here. After 3 hours, James finally decided that he needed to take a break from his hunt for a new pair of white pants.
Well,
it's a long hunt.
It's a long hunt. I hope he found some nice long white pants. Well, friends, who knows what else we can discover out there in space? Who knows? That's a great question to ask. There's a lot out there. What are we going to discover next? Who knows? All I do know is that right now it is time for us to enjoy a review skit.
Astronomers, the hunt is on.
The hunt for what?
The hunt for exoplanets, planets of other stars.
What? Do stars have planets similar to our solar system?
Yes. For a long time, scientists have speculated about their existence. And thanks to technology, now we can prove their existence.
Well, have you found exoplanets?
Yes. A planet near a sun-like star was discovered in 1995. That kicked off an era of exoplanet discovery.
Wow. Well, are they like our planets? Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Earth?
Most are different. But the Kepler Space Telescope did find an Earth-sized planet in a habitable zone, a zone not too cold or too hot for liquid water.
Have you explored the universe?
No, only a small slice of the Milky Way. But so far, we've confirmed about 3,500 exoplanets. And we're adding more every day.
Amazing. Well, how do you detect exoplanets?
We collect data from large ground-based telescopes and orbiting satellites.
Oh, wow. Well, isn't it difficult to see the planets directly?
It is. So, we use indirect methods. We measure the drop of a star's brightness or the wavelength of its light.
Wow. Sounds complicated.
It is. The changes are subtle. But we hope for more information and enhanced detail as technology improves.
Wow. In the future, who knows what else you might find?
Yeah, who knows?
Okay, friends, it is time for another game. Of course, this game is called Test Your Teacher. And today's players are all the way from?
Jiayi Senior High School.
Jiayi Senior High School. Woohoo! Okay, in their hands, they have some words that all appear in this lesson. Friends, if you have your magazine open, you can try to guess what words they are going to describe for us. Now, my team over here, what is our team name?
Green Bean.
Green Bean.
And my team? Right, yeah. What are we called?
The Champions.
The Champions.
Okay, well, we're going to see if they're actually going to be the champions. I don't think so.
I think so.
Well, ladies, yes. Rebecca.
Yes.
Shall your team go first?
My team will go first. Okay. So you've got the timer.
Yes, 50 seconds.
50 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's begin.
Okay. Something that you need to drink every day.
Water.
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, next one.
It's too easy.
At night, there are something in the sky.
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 Moon, star.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Next one. Good job.
Look for something.
You look for something.
Yes.
You hunt, find.
Yes.
Oh, great.
My life.
Next. When winter will come, what the weather will
be. It gets cold?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
No.
And when I am birthday, I have a wish. What is the word?
You have a wish on your birthday.
Yeah.
Another word for wish. A desire.
No.
Another word for wish. Something you want.
Yeah.
Something you want.
Okay, stop. Very nice. Very nice. This is a Tai Chi and Dyla. Okay, you guys are going very fast.
Great job. You got four.
You got four. Very nice. Now it is time for Green Bean Lu Dou Jia Yi Ren.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, and begin.
Okay. We have to drink it every day or we will die.
Isn't that water?
Yeah.
So it's water?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I'm a genius. Jia Yi Ren.
This is a door. I open it.
You open it?
Yeah.
And close it?
No.
You open it. You have to open it. You have to push?
Yes.
Push?
Pull.
A pull. You told me you had pull. I got that one. Very nice.
A week has 7 days?
Yes.
Tian Cai. All right. Next. Back to Shelley.
Well, we like it. We can see it every day.
We can see
it every day.
The sky, the beautiful, the nature around us.
And time
nature.
Is up.
Huh?
Time's up.
Hey, nature's natural.
Natural.
Friends, did you get that word, natural? Well, I think we all did a great job.
I think so too, but I do think my team won.
Rebecca, your team won again.
That's right.
Well, Paiso. Very nice job. Friends, that is all the time we have for today. We will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom!